Hey everyone, it's Monday, and you know what that means. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have a lot of questions, so I'm just going to jump right into it. The first question is from Anonymous. They ask, do you like to ride roller coasters? I do. I love roller coasters. I think it goes like dark rides and roller coasters. I love dark rides. If you make a really good dark ride, I'm here for it. Or shooting gallery. I like a shooting gallery too. So, dark ride, shooting gallery, and then roller coasters. Oh, man. I'm trying to think when's the last time I've been on a roller coaster. It's probably been before the pandemic. I think it was Hagrid's Wild Ride or whatever the Hagrid's motorcycle ride thing at Universal is. Don't remember the name of it. It's in the same spot where Dueling Dragons used to be, which was probably my favorite roller coaster. I don't even think the new Hagrid ride's really a roller coaster. It's like an experience. It's good, but it's not a roller coaster. I mean, it's very, very good. I'm not gonna discount how good it is. It's worth riding. If you get a chance to ride it, I highly recommend it. But it's not really a roller coaster in my mind. Dueling Dragons was. It was a pair of, it's the same track, just inverted, and they were next to each other. It was really cool. They would launch at the same time. It was like you were fighting the other coaster. It was a neat ride. They shut it down because people were throwing things between the carts, which was dangerous, and some other things. I think there was an injury. Still, it was a really good ride, and I'm really sad it's gone. I don't know if there's any other coasters in the world that are comparable. If there are, I would love to know about them. But yeah, thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, do you think watching SpongeBob on a first date was a bad idea? I don't think it is a bad idea. I think it's a fine idea if someone likes SpongeBob. Are there better first date ideas? Probably. But it's not a bad one. It's not a bad one. I would enjoy it. I'd have fun. You have to really, know your audience. So, if the person you're going on a date with loves SpongeBob, and you like SpongeBob too, then that might be a great icebreaker. But if neither of you like SpongeBob, it's a terrible first date idea. So, it all depends. Thank you for your question. Cass asks, hey Kay, saw the news about Brady returning to the field for the 23rd season and playing another year for the Bucks. How pumped are you? Any thoughts? I am super pumped. I knew he would come back. He wasn't going to leave us like that. I need Tom Brady. Listen, the man eats, breathes, and sleeps football. He's not going to sit out. If he wasn't going to be playing, he was going to be a coach. If he wasn't going to be a coach, he was going to, own a team. That man has to be involved with the sport. I don't think he'll feel okay if he isn't. So, I knew he'd be coming back. I also really didn't believe the retirement. I know he said he was retiring, and I think he wanted to retire, but I think as the football season came closer, he realized that he needed to be back on the field. And I get that. So I'm glad he's back. I really hope he gets his ring this season. I think he can. I think he can do it again. I'm hopeful. But yeah, I was pretty stoked. I was almost worried about what the Buccaneers were going to do for a quarterback. And then I was like, no. Tom Brady's going to come back. When the world needed him most, he would return. So I wasn't too worried. But I will have a better I think he'll retire after the season. I think if he wins his eighth ring, that'll be it, and he'll retire. And I have to come up with a better retirement post for him. But I'm glad he's back. I'm really glad he's back. Thank you for your question, Cass. Let's see. I'm sorry if this question's a bit personal. Also from Anonymous. Do you have any suggestions on what to do when you're having a bad mental health day? Thank you for everything you do. I love your audios. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what I do. So when I have a bad mental health day, which I do have, I have days when I'm just like, I'm not doing great. What do? I think, why am I here? I first try to understand what's going on emotionally, mentally with me. Why am I in this place? And if I can pinpoint it, then maybe I'll see if I can address the issue, because that usually does help if you could tackle whatever it is that put you here. But if it's something that I can't tackle, it's just something that I'm it's out of my control, then what I do is, I'll play video games, I will get good takeout, I will be lazy, I will just, but I'll only give it a day. I'll be this is my day for me. And I just have a day. And it helps. It does help. So if you can find time, it doesn't even have to be a full day. Sometimes it could just be an hour of, I go for a walk and I think about it. I don't know. I just think writing, a creative outlet always helps. Oh my god, if you have something creative you can put yourself into, you can really channel pain into art, which is lovely. I used to do that all the time when I was younger, when it was just too much and I couldn't take it. Art was really a good outlet. I think art really saved my life on many occasions. So I think that really helps. I hope that helps you. There's a bunch of things, and I can imagine there's a million things you could do to really help yourself when you're feeling down. I think just look inside yourself and figure out what the cause is first, trying to understand it. And then once you either understand it or have a better grasp of what's going on with you mentally and emotionally, then you can start focusing on like ways to start feeling better. But I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't try to look first and try to figure out what's going on. Because I think a lot of time when I was younger, I chose not to look. I was just like, I don't feel good. I'm upset. And I wouldn't look further than that. I think it did myself a real disservice by not at least examining, hey, why? What's wrong? Hey, what's going on, buddy? What's going on today? And I think that's a lot about what people mean when they say you have to become your own best friend. Because you kind of have to ask yourself the same questions that if, like, your best friend was in the room, they would ask you. Be like, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? You know, why are you upset? And, like, really talk it through, but you have to do that internally. And I think that's a hard thing to learn. No one really teaches you that. Maybe a therapist can, but that's about the only person I can think who could really teach you those tools, except for you self-learning it. And just doing it and just, you know, checking in with yourself. But yeah, I hope that helps. I really do. Days when you're just not feeling it are hard. And I hope you're feeling better. Or at least I hope you can find some peace. Thank you for your question. Let's see. Gabby asks, hey Kay, happy Monday. Two questions today. All right. If the pandemic was over and you could choose only one place to stay for a while, a whole month of vacation, where would you choose and why? That's so hard. I don't know. I really like Colorado. I wouldn't mind being in Colorado for a month, especially during the winter. Oh, it'd be so nice. Yeah, Colorado's nice. I don't know why I keep going. Maybe Alaska. Alaska would be really nice. I would like to be in Alaska again. I want to be somewhere cold. I want to be near a mountain again. Either near a mountain or on an island. Those are kind of where I am at. I want to be somewhere near a mountain or somewhere near the ocean. Bahamas wouldn't be bad. I wouldn't mind being in the Bahamas again. But I've been in the Bahamas pretty recently. So I don't know if that counts. Yeah. I'm mostly thinking if it wasn't the pandemic. Oh, wait, the pandemic's over? Ibiza. Ibiza would be nice. I haven't been to Ibiza in forever. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would prefer to do. I don't know. So this is a hard question. Here I am thinking, I don't know. I want to be on an island or on a mountain. I can't give you more specifics than that because I can't tell you. As long as there's a mountain or an island, I'm happy. Either or. It's a hard question. All right. What is your favorite childhood video game? Super Smash Brothers is probably on there for sure. Pokemon Yellow would be a childhood video game for sure. Let's see. Oh, N64 Mario Kart. Anything on the N64. Halo. I remember Halo, a lot of Halo when I was young. I loved Halo when I was a kid. That was really good. Halo, Call of Duty. I remember COD 1. COD 1 was fun. Yeah, all the CODs and all the Halos were have a lot of nostalgia for me. I remember the PC version of Halo Combat Evolved. It was on a disc. It had Microsoft. It was so crazy. It's weird. It's weird to think back that far. Because I started playing Halo Infinite a couple nights. Is it Infinite or Infinity? I don't remember. But whatever, the new Halo, I started playing a couple nights ago. And I was like, oh man, this is hella nostalgic for me. Not that it plays anywhere similar, because it doesn't. But just like Master Chief and all that kind of shit. The music, it just takes me back. But yeah, those are some childhood stuff for me. So thank you for the question, Gabby. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Nessa asks, what's your favorite cuddling position? I think I'm big on spooning and her laying on my chest. Either her whole body laying on me or just like half laying, like, you know, side spoon laying on me. But both those are great. Thank you for the question, Nessa. Let's see. Anonymous asks, have you watched Euphoria yet? No, I haven't. Will I watch Euphoria? I don't know, maybe. I really haven't felt the urge to watch it, but maybe it's good. I mean, I've heard it's good. I haven't had the motivation to watch it yet. But maybe someone can convince me in the comments why I should watch it. But I haven't been pitched on it yet, so I haven't watched it. Thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, would you care if your girlfriend leaked period blood on the bed? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't care at all. It's happened before, and I didn't care then. I helped her take off all the sheets. We washed it. We watched some TV. I changed the sheets. Then we went back to bed. Like, that's what happens if that happens. Like, that's literally all that happens. It's not a big deal. It's literally like a... Sometimes we don't even wash the sheets if it's not that bad. We're just like, oh, it's a little bit. It's okay. We'll just do it in the morning. Then we go back to sleep. It's not a big deal. I have zero issue with it. It's like, I don't know. I've heard horror stories about girls who are like, oh my god, my boyfriend lost his shit and started screaming. I'm like, why? Why did he do that? Does he not understand that it happens and it's like natural and it's like, it's okay? It's a little bit of blood, man. I don't know. You've bled before. Have you not been cut? Like, I don't know. It's fucking crazy. It truly boggles my fucking mind every time I hear stories from girls who are like, yeah, my boyfriend just lost it on me. I bled in the bed. I'm like, why? Breaks my heart. I'm like, break up with that dude. Just like straight up. you don't want to deal with that guy 3 years from now. If he's giving you this kind of shit now, just fucking break up with him. Jesus. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why people make a big deal out of it. It isn't a big deal. It shouldn't be a big deal. It's hella natural. I was shocked. I think I remember stories where someone I dated told me, they were like, yeah, I couldn't say the word period or tampon around my boyfriend. I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I just can't say either of those words. He would freak out. I was like, that is insane. That's nuts. Because those are like, they just seem like, it's just normal. I don't know. Maybe because I had a sister growing up and I knew, but I don't know. I don't think that's an excuse. I think every man should be like, dude, like, I don't know. Me talking about this can get me heated. I get pissed off when I hear like men berating women for shit that they have no control over. I think it's ridiculous. It pisses me off. It makes me angry. Because why? Just be better, guys. Just be better. So yeah. My response is I wouldn't care. I don't think it's a big deal. I would love to wash the sheets. It's okay. I don't want you to feel bad or embarrassed. You don't need to be. There's no reason to be. It's completely fine. All right, that's what I would say, honest to God. So I hope that helps. I hope no one is making you feel less than if you've ever, bled in the bed, because you shouldn't feel that way. Let's see. Emma Pop asks, hey Kay, I just joined your Patreon last month. Oh, welcome to the Patreon. And I've been binging Get to Know Nights. Oh, I'm so glad. But there's some episodes missing. Do you plan on uploading them to Patreon at all? Yes, the lost episodes. I've been getting a lot of messages about the lost episodes. Yes, I know there are lost episodes. I am trying to find them. Yeah, that is the honest to God truth. I am trying to find them. They're on my hard drive. When I was doing the transfer off off Soundgasm, I did take everything, so I have them. They're just somewhere. I have about 5 hard drives of varying fullness, full of audios. Some of them that have been named well, and some of them that haven't. And I am combing through them to make sure that nothing got left behind in the transfer. And I know those did get left behind, so I'm looking for them. I haven't forgotten, and I have found some of them, but I think I'm waiting until I find all of them so I can just upload them all on like a big audio dump at one point. So I'm sorry if you have to wait. I hope that they'll be all accounted for by May, but hopefully sooner than that. But I'm looking. I'm missing maybe about 7 or 8 of them right now. But I will find them. I have not given up the hunt. But yeah, I know there are some lost episodes. Maybe I'll just tag them as lost episodes when I find them again. I don't know. I do love the premise of a lost episode. So yeah, we'll see. I will get them back though. Thank you for your question, Emma Pop. My search is not over. All right, let's see. What time is it? We still have time. I can ask more. All right. Zara asks, have you ever had an encounter where you felt that someone has recognized your voice in real life and they were a potential listener? Yes. Yes, I have. I've had that moment, and I just play it off. Someone has been like, I don't know, your voice sounds familiar. I'm like, I don't know, I just have one of those voices, I guess. So yeah, no, I feel like I may have, but that could mean just, that's just me maybe being paranoid and be like, I don't know, it feels like she knew my voice. But yeah, no, I've had a moment, but yeah, I will always deny it. I'll never admit it. So you know, if you just accuse a bunch of random strangers, they're just as likely to be me as I am me. So so funny. All right. Thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. The next question is from Anonymous. They ask, what is something you miss from your childhood? I don't think I physically miss anything from my childhood, but I think I think there's something nice about being a child. I feel like a child can, like, I don't know. There's a luxury in being a child. There's like an innocence and like a safety that you just don't get as an adult. I think that's what I miss from childhood. And I think it's the same thing I want to give my kid, is that sense of security and just fearlessness that you get as being a child. You know, that like you don't think, like, you don't think you can die. You don't think the world can hurt you. And then you one day find out it can. And then that's when you kind of grow up and you lose your innocence. I do miss that, the innocence of childhood, I think. That's my answer. The innocence of childhood, that's what I miss. Abby asks, about your master's, did you have to write a thesis? What was it about, if so? So I did have to write a thesis. It was on increasing gender inclusivity in online communities and online spaces. That was what my thesis was on, was the ways in which we can make online communities safer for women, and how we can make, I guess, different communities more inclusive for women online, and the ways in which we can do that. That was basically the crux to my thesis. I was writing it basically with a tilt towards game designers and developers, but it was really applicable to any kind of online space, and it was just ways in which we could be better about helping women basically feel more included in certain spaces where they were typically ostracized. It was a lot of interviews and it was a fun process. I really enjoyed doing it. I think I knew that was what I was going to write my thesis on basically when I started my master's program. Like, everything I was doing was geared towards that. I was like, yeah, that's what I want to know. But yeah, so I think it was a good paper. I think I did a really good job with it. So yeah, that was my thesis. Thank you for your question, Abby. I really appreciate it. And the last question I'll answer is, have you ever had a paranormal experience? Yes. Yes, I have. I've lived in a haunted house before. I don't know if I'm going to say more than that. Maybe I will. Yeah, the house was hella haunted. The mirrors would do funky stuff. The lights would definitely flicker. It felt haunted. Like, you could feel that there was like an entity or a presence in that house. That house was hella haunted. I loved it though. The ghosts and me were super cool. Like, at first, me and the ghosts weren't cool and we had issues, but then I stayed in the house long enough that the ghosts and me were like on the level, and then it was fine. It wasn't super scary anymore. But the first couple nights in that house, shit was fucking scary. But then after I got like cool with the ghost, it was fine. We kind of had a really good relationship, actually. It was really nice. Like, it was weird because it felt like I had company in the house when I was alone. But yeah, no, that house was hella haunted. I'm like, without a doubt, I know it was haunted because I went there when I was a child a bunch, and I had really bad vibes, and I would hear shit in the attic, and I'd hear stuff moving, and stuff would move all the time around that house. Like, chairs would move and stuff, like, and you'd be like, ugh. But then I guess when I was living there alone, there was the first couple nights where things were real spooky. But then after that, I think the ghost in me just kind of like got along. I think he liked that I was there. I assume it was a he ghost. I don't know. I don't know what the gender of the ghost was, but I think it was it felt like a dude. But yeah, shit was haunted. Shit was super haunted. And I don't really say things are haunted all like often. I'm not a big, I believe in ghost people, but this is the one time where I'm like, maybe ghosts exist. Like, some truly spooky shit happened in that house. Like, I remember one time I opened a sliding door and I walked forward and it felt like I walked into a person, but there was like no one there. And I like visibly saw someone. I was like, whoa. And I was like, just weird shit happened in that house. Love the house though. Beautiful house. Would go back and live there again. The ghost was cool eventually. But Yeah, first couple nights, Ghost did not like me there. Did not want me there at all. But I think he came around. I think he liked the company at the end of the day. So, won him over. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Get to Know Night. If you did, please leave a like, a comment, and also leave a question. I love answering them. We have our 100th episode coming up soon. So if you have a question for the 100th, put 100 in your question. I'll know. And if you're listening to this in the future and the 100th episode's passed, I'm so sorry. I've been Knight. Today's been Monday, and I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.